Douglas Goldstein, Health Innovation Media, American Telemedicine Association meeting, 2016. Mm-hmm. Where did the time go? But we're at a tipping point in telemedicine as we move from volume to value, and we're live in the Care Innovations booth in 1506 in the middle of the exhibit hall, and we have a lot happening here. There is a lot of interest in Care Innovations platform and their devices that connect. And I have Keller Hawthorne. Keller, how are you today?
I'm doing really good. We're excited to be at ATA in Minneapolis this year.
Minneapolis, you know, the weather is really nice. It's pleasant.
Oh, it's
not humid.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
And it was really cold when people got here, but it's warming up because of all the bodies at American Telemedicine that entered the space and are figuring out how to actually make virtual health and telemedicine work. And Care Innovations is one of the leaders in that space.
Thank you. I think we are. Yeah.
Well, as the director of marketing, you know, not only is your platform open, correct?
We are device agnostic, so we can integrate with any peripherals that are required by our clients. A lot of them bring their own, but we also can provide, you know, whatever is necessary.
Yeah, and I've been using a Fitbit for over a year, and the data is just not accurate. So I don't think the data coming off my Fitbit would be effective for helping me manage chronic diseases. So with that in mind, you're open to any device that you can integrate, but accuracy in clinical care is paramount to Care Innovations.
Absolutely, and we test everything. In fact, I can show you our kit right here. So we specialize in remote care technology, and this is what a patient would receive at their home. This is a Health Harmony kit, and it comes with a tablet. It can be Android or Apple. And they can take virtual health sessions with their doctors, they can do video chats, they can take their vitals.
But you have some preferred devices, right?
We do. We tend to work with iHealth, which is a leader in the industry, but we are device agnostic, so we can work with any peripheral that a client needs.
Any peripheral. So my Fitbit, which I've lost, I got tired of wearing it too. And it was so inaccurate. So that's a real issue with these external devices, right?
Sure.
The accuracy. And clinicians want accurate data to come into the cloud, get analyzed so they know what to act on.
That's right.
Right? So that's the benefit of having the dedicated package like what we're looking at here, right?
So we do have a package that comes well kitted with our favorite peripherals and devices. But again, everything is device agnostic. We work to customize this for our clients.
And then we also add in little special things like the solar flower and...
Hold. We got it. Health Harmony. Number one, the feel of this is so warm and inviting.
Yes. That is absolutely the thing we're going for. We want it to not feel like a medical device that the patient is receiving. We want it to be welcoming, happy, warm. That's a perfect word.
I love Health Harmony as a name, but you've got to tell me about this solar flower because I've looked at a lot of remote care monitoring kits out there, and I've never seen something that actually makes people happy. What does this do?
The whole concept of that is to make the patient smile. So it dances, and it, again, just warms up the entire kit. So it's just a little extra something to make them smile.
You know, and the other thing that struck me is that the interface is so user-friendly for people of all ages.
That's right. So this interface was actually specifically designed for seniors, but it can be applied to all ages. And in fact, remote care technology really is moving past seniors and chronic diseases to encompass all of healthcare. But the interface is very clean, very simple, large buttons, easy to see. And it really is dedicated to the health of the patient. So this isn't a Facebook tablet necessarily. This is going to be their connection with their clinician.
And, the feeling I get from Care Innovations is it's really just beyond, it's about people's life.
It is about people's lives. So we've been in this space long before the space really existed. Now, of course, telehealth has blown up, but we've been around for quite a while. And our goal was always to help seniors stay at home as they age. But as time has passed, we've really seen how much this can impact pediatrics all the way to seniors. And so it's about helping people live happier lives at home, keeping them out of the hospital.
And I've been following Care Innovations. I've been to your headquarters. Incredible innovations. And you have a really special partner. Who is that?
We are very excited to be partnered with Intel. So they, of course, have, you know, a remarkable background in technology. And it also implies that we are going to be around tomorrow.
Oh, no question about it. I've seen your progress, and the platform can bring in the other devices.
Yes.
The solar flower is a critical part. I mean, not just about, it's about fun and fashion, and
yes.
Health Harmony fits that bill in my world.
We wanted the kit to be plug and play. The patient opens it up, everything's been tested, everything's charged. There are no wires or, you know, anything really technical that they need to know. They can just open the box and enjoy the experience.
That's right. And how many, you're international too, right?
We are international, yes. And actually one of our key clients that I love to talk about is University of Mississippi Medical Center. So they have a very rural diabetes population, and we have seen tremendous things happen with reductions in hospitalizations and readmissions because of the telehealth program that we've developed with them. And that's another key indicator or differentiator with CI. Care Innovations does not just provide the technology, we provide the strategy. So we will work with you to determine what patient population you should select for this, how you should deploy it, how you should be shipping it, getting it back, technical support for patients, all of it.
Well, and I've interacted with some of your strategists, and the progress and the development that I've seen is leading the industry. And Mississippi, University of Mississippi is doing incredible things, and you're their partner. And any international clients that you want to talk about?
I'm not sure if I can talk about it.
Top secret international clients,
but,
so more to come from that.
But there is one on the horizon that Marcus might be able to share with you later.
Okay.
I will leave it to his discretion.
So what did we miss in terms of key highlights?
On this one.
Susan May from Care Innovations, you're doing some incredible things, right?
We're doing some good things in Canada. Mm-hmm.
Let's switch over.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
But sure, I'll talk.
Yeah, we're starting to see a surgence in the market in Canada.
Well, Canada is an integrated health system, much like VA.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Shulkin gave an incredible talk this morning on the transformation going at VA. They've done over 2 million visits. They've reduced their hospitalizations 56% because they're an integrated system. Canada's an integrated system too, right?
Yeah. The challenge is always around reimbursement as well, and it's change. How do you change the way you're currently doing things and introducing innovation? It's always that balance between care and innovation, right? But we have an organization called Eastern Health. They're based in St. John's, Newfoundland, that are looking at how can they help manage their remote patients living with heart failure and COPD. And they're doing really well. The patients are really loving being connected to their care providers.
And any results you can share, or is that going to come out enough? I talk with leaders and they say, here's my results, but I can't share them with you because I'm about to publish.
Right. Well, they're not there yet. They've only been really managing these patients since the beginning of the year. So it's still new, but they have some wonderful patient experience stories to discuss, to talk about, people whose lives have been changed because of the connected technology.
That's great. Yeah. So how long have you been with Care Innovations?
I actually have been here since the very beginning.
Really?
Yeah. In Canada, though, I work for GE Healthcare. So, but part of the Care Innovations team.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what... Do you like the flower? I love the flower.
I love the flower. I have this flower on my desk.
Do you?
At home, and it makes me smile every time. It just reminds us why we're here. It kind of makes it very homey.
The healing power of friends, fun, fashion, it's really underestimated. I think in most of the booths, we're not going to find another flower and that kind of warmth I haven't seen at ATA in any of the other booths.
Well, I think by having these types of kits, it makes it feel like you're not being dealt a medical device, right? You're being given something that is easy to use and can make your life different, but you don't have to explain to your grandchildren why you have this, right? Grandma's kind of cool because grandma's got an iPad, you know? So it's really a great thing. And the idea is when you unpack and you also have the cup, you can have your cup of tea or, you know, so while you're doing your session, it makes it a little more relaxing for them as well. Because anytime people are managing their health, especially with some of these conditions, it can be very scary and make them very nervous. So by looking at something like this, hopefully helps them feel a little bit better.
So let's talk a little bit about the platform. the platform isn't just between the care team and the person who's getting supported, right? Family members are involved?
Family members can be involved. We actually have know of situations where the family learns more about what their family, their right. care recipient is going through, right? So if your mother has COPD, you may not know about enough right. about it. So going through some of the health sessions, seeing the education, they start seeing what the condition is about. They start understanding some of the signs or signals that could be leading to a worsening of the condition. The whole idea is to kind of bring peace of mind to everybody involved in that, in the health of that patient using the solution.
You know, in reading some of the research and the results across your clients, I get that sense of the involvement in the family is a big factor in it's not about the device, it's about the whole platform and the connectivity right. that you're establishing.
It's that circle of care, right? I mean, yeah. it truly becomes, you know, you have the formal caregivers, because some of these people also may be receiving home care. So now you have someone coming in to help them with some of their, you know, day-to-day activities, like making lunch or having a bath, you know, plus the family member who, but think about family members who may not be right next door, a little more further right. removed. So how do you keep everyone engaged in the health of that care recipient? So that's how this technology, I think, is really transformational.
Well, thank you for coming in and joining Keller and talking about Care Innovations and the difference you're making in people's lives.
As I rudely interrupted, but I am happy
no,
to be
no,
a part of
this. Is it's open, right? Your platform's open. The discussion is open. And we're just live from Care Innovations at American Telemedicine 2016. And we're booth 1506. And you can't miss it, because when you come in, there we are, Care Innovations, just making it happen in the lives of people across the globe.
Awesome.